أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها ومن يشفع شفاعة سيئة يكن له كفل منها وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 85 of Surah An-Nisa. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, مَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنًا. That person who makes a good intercession, intercedes on behalf of something that is noble, acceptable in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, يَكُلْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا. Then for him, he will receive a portion of it. وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَكُلْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِّنْهَا. And whoever intercedes an intercession of evil, then against him will be the burden, the evil of it, the sin of it, from it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about shafa'at and intercession. This word shafa'a comes from the Arabic word shaf'un, like how we get in wal-fajr, wal-ayalin, ash, wal-shaf. It actually means something that is even in number. So in essence, we have a person that is alone, that person is weak. He requires some matter of his to be taken to a higher authority. And the person does not have the ability in whatever way to do so. So somebody joins in with him and then escalates his matter to an authority. If that matter is something that is noble, acceptable in the Shariat, acceptable according to the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then the person that intercedes, the intercessor, will get a share and he will be rewarded by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, immaterial whether the intercession is accepted or not. We find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that escalate the matters of those that cannot come to me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for his Rasul, Allah ta'ala has ordained for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever Allah ta'ala has ordained, whatever Allah ta'ala so desired. So when the intercessor intercedes, just on the act of the intercession, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a reward, whether it is accepted or not. But the other aspect of it is, from the hadith we learn, that then we stop the intercession. We do not use our influence to change somebody else's policy. We do not use our influence to change the rules and the laws that somebody else may have, insofar as the institutions are concerned, or governments are concerned, etc. Here the ayat speaks about mere intercession. We find in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had freed her, and on her freedom according to the rule of the Shariat, she was given a choice of remaining in the nikah of her husband, or she had the choice of now separating from him and leaving him in this nikah. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the husband Mughith and his fondness, his love for her, and he would follow her in the streets of Medina crying because of his love for her, but Sayyida Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha, by the rule of the Shariat, she had the choice and she had decided not to be with him anymore. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to Barira, that why do you not take Mughith and keep him as your husband? So she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it is a command, then I will abide. If you commanding me, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then by all means I will abide by the command. But if it is a recommendation, then I would do without the person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself accepted it. So he was the intercessor on behalf of the husband. Here was an ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam escalated the matter, and that is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had let the matter rest. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about an intercession for an evil matter, a matter in which the Shariat is broken, the law of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is broken, or for that matter, the law of the land may be broken. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that the kifal, the burden of it, will also be borne by the person that intercedes for such an evil case. And again we find in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a woman that had stolen, and because she was from a noble lineage, people around her had felt that her hand should not be cut off and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam should not give such a judgment. So they asked Sayyidina Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the beloved of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to intercede on her behalf. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hears the intercession and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gets annoyed. He comes on the minbar and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that in the people of the past, this is what they would do, that when they somebody of nobility, when they break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the matter is overlooked. However, even if my own daughter, Fatima binti Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would have to carry out such a deed, then I would implement the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed that such an intercession is not acceptable in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things, that whether the matter is going to be listened to by the person or not, when it is escalated, all of that is in the hands of Allah ta'ala. All of that is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person that is interceding would understand then that whatever is to be, is to be, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the rule of Arabic, this word muqita can also mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the sustainer. So in matters that are evil, in matters that break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one should not intercede, but leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this recommendation for all of us, that when we can intercede on behalf of somebody that is weak, somebody that may not be able to escalate the matters in good aspects, then we should intercede, and the reward is there for us by Allah Rabbul Izzat, whether the intercession is accepted or not accepted. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.